You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
So my producer decided to share with me an interesting video that she saw online that had a gentleman in the video saying that in 2025, he intends to supply Woolworths food with tilapia fish. The gentleman in question is a gentleman by the name of Banele Rao. He joins me now for our SME of the week. He's the founder of a business called Z2B Aquaponics Farm. And we're going to take a look at what that business does. Good evening, Banele. Thanks so much for taking the time. Tell us about Z2B Aquaponics Farm. What is it that you guys do?
Thank you very much for actually having me on the show, first of all. And yeah. Z2B Aquaponics Farm, we are based in Soweto, and in the last 2 years, we started a journey, and we documented the journey. We built it in public, with the public involved, where we said, let's build a business, and let's take it from zero to a million. And because it's a community initiative, we asked for ideas, and one of the ideas was, let's do aquaponics. And then we decided to do aquaponics, which basically means we are farming tilapia and catfish in Soweto.
You're farming fish in Soweto. Tell me how that
we
works.
We are farming fish in Soweto. Yeah. So now what's happening is you have what is called aquaponics, where you have both aquaculture, which would be the farming of just fish. And then you would have hydroponics, which would then be farming crops, but you do not place them on the ground. You actually use a circulating system of water. Now, when you put these things together, when you put these two systems together, you have what is called aquaponics. Now, the fish that are in the water, as they lay waste in the water, that water is drained out and it supplies nutrients to plants, all right, and crops. And then when the crops get those nutrients, and as they live, they then inject oxygen into the water, and then it goes back to feed the fish. So now this is a cyclical system where you are both farming fish, and at the other end you're farming crops. That is the system that we built.
Why did you decide to go this route? I mean, of all the businesses that you could have started, I know that there must be a need for it somewhere, but why go this route and what inspired the business?
The opportunities in terms of the business itself and the idea of a food security really resonated with me. I mean, let's think about when you have an apple or you have meat, right? It has probably been transported for kilometers, maybe thousands, maybe hundreds of kilometers. You know how that is expensive in itself. But imagine this, right? If we have a farm in a place like a Soweto, a township, places that were not designed to produce food. Now, think of the distance between the actual farm itself and a potential retailer. It's very short. Now, we're talking less CO2 emissions. Now, when you see, or when you look at the kind of meat that is accessed in the townships, right? When we're talking about like the lower LSM groups, way lower, right? You'd find that they are buying meat, but that meat is not nutritious. It's not nutritious because it's sort of like amaritics, to call it what they are, you know? So now, I said, how about we go and start this business as it was suggested by the community, and then we farm something that is nutritious, with high nutritional value, but most importantly, it is affordable. So it means that if we have our own smaller little farms in the township, we will be able to give our people high nutritional value protein, but with less cost. So it made sense for us to actually go the route of aquaponics. And then when you look at it in a totally business perspective, there is no competition basically in terms of farming in the township. And we knew that This is going to be innovative. It is going to catch people's attention, and it is going to basically catapult us into the public space where they're going to say, we want to hear about aquaponics. Then we are the ones that are introducing it.
You didn't stop there, Banele. You didn't just build that side of the business. You also went on to build a wholesale stockfell side of the business for distribution and all of that. Take me through that side of the business and how you then kind of linked the two.
Haha. Now, when we went into aquaponics, right, we understand that there's going to take us a lot of time to get people to get accustomed to buying fish. That's the first. And then the second is that we would then have a very short window by the time we are done farming the fish. When you're dealing with agriculture, you have a very limited time between harvesting and selling. So now we figured out that we needed to build our own retail outlet, right? So if we were going to farm the fish first and then have the fish maybe harvested and ready, let's give it maybe a week. We can't go knocking at doors such as your Woolworths, your Pick and Pays, and all the other retailers with the fish. It's not going to work. By the time that we get any word from them or any interest from them, we wouldn't have any fish. So we decided, let's then build our own retail small outlet. That gave birth to EZ to be a year to meat wholesale. Now, what we sell at the meat wholesale is the meat that South Africans are familiar with, which will be poultry, which will be also beef. Now, what we were doing over the past year is that we were collecting data from people that were buying from us. They were getting used to us selling them meat while we were growing our fish. So we were putting ourselves in a position where when the fish is ready, we will just simply put it in a packet and introduce it to our customers. So we anticipated a situation far ahead where we don't want to grow the crops, or we don't want to grow the fish and only to struggle with introducing it to the market. So that's how these two the businesses basically are in the same value chain together. Our intention is to now collaborate with bigger retailers and actually provide them as any farm would do. On the part of the stock fell came about as if you, as a South African, you would know that when it comes to businesses, we struggle a lot with the one thing, funding. Everyone is always complaining. Every entrepreneur will tell you about funding. So if you have an idea, you can't take that idea to the bank and say, bank, I have just an idea. You have to have records, you have to have performance, you have to have all of these things. But what is the one thing that South Africans have that is accessible? It is a stock fell. We do that for funerals, we do that for the groceries. So I said, okay, let's approach this manner in a stock fell style, which is crowdfunding. And I said, community, let's come together, let's pitch in what you can, right? And then from then on, we establish a business. My vision is to see ourselves having stock cells that are coming together to fund and build businesses that then become profitable. So the stock cell and the crowdfunding part is a very key aspect at the start of the business. And then when it comes to scaling, then we can work with the banks.
You've thought all of this through, Banele. Clearly, the business is well on track. How do people get in touch with the business? How do people get hold of you? How do people that want to try out the products, that want to be part of the community, how do people reach you?
So for sales, you can go to Z2B. So it's Z2B, foodbev.co.za. It's Z2B, foodbev.co.za. You will then read about us and you find our products there. Personally, where I use my own platforms to talk about the business and everything that is involved in the business and our journey, it is Banele Reo. So that's Banele Reo, and I'm on all social networks.
Z2BFoodBev.co.za. That is the website to get hold of the Z2B Aquaponics family. If you want to get hold of Banele directly, he is at Banele Rewo, R-E-W-O, on all socials. So reach out to them and perhaps they can change how you're viewing your consumption of some of the essentials that you are enjoying at the moment. I certainly love a business that knows their market and a business that knows their product, and this is what we've got for this week's SME. Thanks so much, Banele, for giving us some insight into your business. We wish your business all of the very best in the journey that you are going through. We wish you all the best growth, and we hope to see you guys continue to do well.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.